It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They run around free while the earth was being born. The loveliest of all was a unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but short as you're born, the loveliest of all was a unicorn. The Lord seen some sinning and it gave him pain. He said, stand back, I ain't going to make it rain. Hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but short as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Oh, Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animal two by two, and he called out as they went through.
Hello!
I got your green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorns. Oh, Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, a-kicking and a-splashing in the misty morn. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. The unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. The waters came down and sort of floated them away.
That's why you'll never see your day.
But you'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but short as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorns.
That first song was The Unicorn, performed by Hawk, from the album Out of the Nest. You can find out more about Hawk at bedlambards.com, as he is a part of that group as well as having a solo album. I'm Chuck Burke. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. This is Season 16, Episode 10, our Kids and Fairies show, having a little fun with the little folk. The show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, Renaissance Magazine, the Ren Crews, the patrons of the podcast, and the podcast minions. We'd like to offer a special thank you to all the performers who submit their music. We currently have 682 albums from 296 performers in our podcast library. We're always looking to add more to that whenever we can. Our next song is Dancing Sailor, performed by Nancy Daly Green, from her album Singing, Dancing, Everywhere. Nancy performs the hammered dulcimer. She likes to educate audiences on the history and culture of Ireland through songs, music, and stories. You can find out more about her at www.reverbnation.com/Nancy Daly Green.
What shall we do with the dancing sailor? Land on board. soak his feet in, give him a bucket to soak his feet in, give him a bucket to soak his feet in, early in the morning.
This is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
That last song was The Fairy Dance, performed by Caid from the album At a Loss for Words. As you probably know, most of our fairs are not running at this time because of the COVID virus. What we do have ongoing is the Digital Ren Fair. You can find out more about them at facebook.com/digitalrenfair. That is fair with an E. The Digital Ren Fair, if you haven't heard about it, is providing regular performances from your favorite Renaissance Festival performers. They have now entered their second season, their seasons being about 4 to 6 weeks long, and they are currently running a single show each week on Saturday nights, but they're also helping performers put out videos of their own at different times. And of course, all of their past shows are available for replay at any time. The first episode of their second season was All the World's Our Stage, hosted by Willie Shakespeare. Be sure to check out their page for their upcoming schedule of performers, and as I say, other events that are happening with the performers that are part of the circuit. Coming up next, the song Far, Far Away, performed by Blackmore's Knight from the album Secret Voyage. Find out more about them at www.blackmoresknight.com.
passes the days, one after the other. She never sees, she never hears, counting the hours. Her life is a rerun, a series of failures rolled into one. When she was young, she looked toward the future, eyes full of promise, a heart filled with joy. How had her road twisted so harshly? Can these two women be one and the same? Once she dreamed of romance, once she imagined she lived in a castle, once she held the world in her hands. Once was a long time ago, far, far away. Hard one, filled with such sorrow, no girl should know how her heart aches. She's loved and she's lost. Some say it's better, but she disagrees. Once she dreamed of romance, once she imagined she lived in a castle, once she held a long time ago, far, far away. When she was young, she looked toward the future, eyes filled with promise, a heart filled with joy. How had her road twisted so harshly? Can these two women be one and the same?
Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys.
Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay. For to take poor Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Well, I'm on my way down to the quay, the ship at anchor lays. Ahoy! To command a gang of navvies there that I was told to engage. I stopped in for to drink a while before I go away, for to take a trip on an immigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. And mortar.
dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks, and hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take poor Pat with a shovel on his back to the shore of the Botany Bay. Well, the boss came up this morning and he said, now Pat, you know, if you don't get those navies out, I'm afraid you'll have to go. So I asked him for me wages and demanded all me pay. And I told him straight, I'm gonna immigrate to the shore of the Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty lies, farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take poor Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. But when I reach Australia, I'll go and search for gold. There's plenty there for a digging, or so I have been told. Or else I'll go back to me trade, and 100 bricks I lay, because I live for an 8-hour shift up on the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty lies, farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take poor Pat with the shovel on his back for the shores of Botany Bay. For to take poor Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
That was Botany Bay by Captain Black Jack Murphy from the 2008 album Pogue Mahone Means Kiss My Arse. Well, that is actually what it means. This is Danny Fought, and this is The Archive. When I listened to that album, the track Botany Bay was still stuck in my head several days later, so I knew which track I needed to choose. Many of you might think that Captain Black Jack Murphy, pirate extraordinaire, sounds a lot like Mark Gunn. Here's what Mark Gunn told me about that. Quote, I should point out that I don't claim that character. It's not me. It's a guy who kidnapped me and took me on a crazy adventure to kill dragons. So again, not me. And I am recorded autoharp on his CD, because I'm a tool like that. Unquote. It seems that Captain Blackjack has been retired, and that's why he's being featured in the archives. But as further evidence that he's definitely not Mark Gunn, please note that Mark himself is very much still out there making music. You'll still find the album on streaming services and for sale on irishsong.net. Pogue Mahone Means Kiss My Arse was the only album released under the Captain Blackjack moniker. The Captain did make another appearance, however, as the antagonist in the ebook Pirates vs. Dragons, a steampunk adventure journal, and the album Pirates vs. Dragons, released in 2016. At that point, the ship Irish Stout had become an airship. I haven't heard from Captain Blackjack since then. The next artist we're featuring in the archives is C. Wayne Owens, a most interesting individual. Owens was the very first inductee of the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame in 2006. Now, I have to admit that as I listened to his music, I was a little confused about how it might fit in at a Ren Fair. At least I was until I found his track Invocation, which was played in this podcast way back in Season 1, Episode 9, 2005. Go give it a listen. It shows a deep appreciation for the fair experience. Whether the music and storytelling in his albums is really period or not, you don't have to listen very long to realize that Owens is a very talented entertainer, and I'm really sad that I didn't have the opportunity to see him perform. I've had to dig deep to find information about C. Wayne Owens and his persona Seymour. I'm not even sure what the titles are of some of his albums, and I don't know what year any of them were released. I don't know when he last performed at fairs, but I do know that he's listed in the Internet Movie Database for various acting roles. He was once a contestant on the game show Jeopardy, and he appeared in the U2 music video for the song Last Night on Earth. For extra fun, he has published several novels, and they are still out there on the market. Owens performed at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival in White Hart and probably several other fairs. His wife, Pam Owens, was known at fairs as Mother Pockets. She would run demonstration kitchens, and whatever she produced, she would feed to the cast. So now, I give you, from his album Seymour Says, the wonderful track It's All Right So Far, along with Owens' own introduction.
I want to tell you one more story. This isn't a funny story, but I figure why start now. It's a story my father used to tell me. It's about a man who was the world's greatest mountain climber. And he climbed to the top of the highest mountain in the world. And when he reached the top, he lost his footing and fell off. But the man was such an incredible optimist that as he fell, every mountain climber he passed, he looked straight in the eyes and said, "Well, it's all right so far." And I'm looking at your faces. Every one of you is thinking, "What a twinkie. What a jerk. He doesn't know what's coming, right?" But then none of us really knows what's coming, do we? At least he was enjoying the trip. So the next time somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, how's it going?" The least you can say is, "Well, it's all right so far." Think about it.
I'm Matt, a regular, normal, everyday go-to-work man. Kind of man who had no plan and had very little to say, man. Walking in the jungle to himself, he'd mumble and a tiger chased his man. Chased him up a tree and growled, tee-hee, at this regular, normal, everyday go-to-work man. But it's all right so far. Try to get it up to par. We've seen a lot worse. With nothing in our purse, we could stand around and curse. Or we can say, smile at the star and say, it's all right so far. This guy, this eggs and bacon every morning guy, this guy up the tree couldn't hold on, you see. He began to fall free, this eggs and bacon every morning guy. Latched onto the roots of a tree. Now he hung from a cliff, he wasn't yet a stiff, but when he looked down onto the ground, a tiger looked up at the dinner he'd found. A tiger above, another below, the root giving way, you can't stay, you can't go. But it's all right so far. We'll try to get it up to par. We've seen a lot worse. With nothing in our purse, we can stand around and curse. All we can say, smile at a star and say, it's all right so far. This fella, this pay your taxes and don't ask questions fella, hung with debt above and debt below, where do you think his gaze would go? To a plant, a strawberry plant, growing from the side of the cliff. It had a solitary berry on it, and this fella, this what the hell do I have to lose fella, picked that berry and ate that berry, and as the root gave away, as he fell, he would say, "I have eaten the sweetest berry in the world, delicious berry in the world, so it's all right so far. We'll try to get it up to par. We've seen a lot worse. With nothing in our purse, we could stand around and curse. All we can say, smile at the star and say, it's all right so far. We'll try to get it up to par. We've seen a lot worse. With nothing in our purse, we could stand around and curse. All we can say, smile at the star and say, it's all right so far. It's all right so far. It's all right so far. It's all right so far."
Never let it be said that the fair community is not resilient nor resourceful. With fairs around the country closing down or canceling seasons, fair performers, vendors, and fans are coming together to support each other. Fair Relief 2020 is a Facebook group dedicated to helping each other during this difficult period. Vendors can let potential customers know what they have available and how customers can purchase their wares. Performers can keep the community apprised of both in-person appearances as well as online performances regardless of venue. Fans and customers alike can ask questions, offer support, and get a little glimpse of life behind the scenes for their favorite vendors and performers. Just this past weekend, the group saw offerings from leatherworkers, brewers, bowyers, blacksmiths, and performance announcements from a variety of performers. Sooner or later, the current restrictions on travel and large gatherings will end. We all look forward to that day. But in the meantime, come join the growing community at www.facebook.com/FR2020. That's FR2020. Thank you.
Sailed from port the other day, intending to land at Botany Bay, but it happened that we were cast away among the Cannibal Islands.
Pokey, pokey, winky, wong, parley, magooga, googa, gong, hangery, pangery, bingery, pong, the king of the Cannibal Islands.
The king invited us up to tea. His name was Chorica, Chorica G, and we were as thick could be
among the Cannibal Islands. Hokey pokey, winky wong, parley magooga, googa gong, angery, bangery, bingery, bong, the king of the Cannibal Islands.
Said the king, will you be my son-in-law and marry the princess Wishy-Waw? Said I, will your majesty hold your jaw to the king of the Cannibal Islands.
Hokey pokey, winky wong, parley magooga, googa gong, angery, bangery, bingery, bong, the king of the Cannibal Islands.
Woman pie and baby sauce, little boy pudding for the second course. He swallowed them all without remorse.
The king of the Cannibal Islands. Hokey pokey, winky wong, parley magooga, googa gong, angery, bangery, dingery, bong, the king of the Cannibal Islands.
The end of my story remains to be told about this monarch so brave and bold. He died of eating his clergyman cold,
the king of the Cannibal Islands. Pokey pokey, winky wong, parley magooga, googa gong, hangery, bangery, bingery, bong, the king of the Cannibal Islands. Pokey pokey, winky wong, parley magooga, googa gong, hangery, bangery, bingery, bong, the king of the Cannibal Islands.
That last song was King of the Cannibal Islands, performed by the Flying Fish Sailors from their album Loch Ness Monster. The Flying Fish Sailors have been around since 1988, performing Celtic folk, Renaissance music, and sea songs. They've included some original songs, humor, parody, and folk rock. You can find them in anything from a punk club to your local Renaissance festival to opening for legendary British folk rockers. They enjoy performing acoustic folk music and original comedy. They bring together elements from diverse musical styles to create a sound that's uniquely their own. As I say, you can find out more about them at www.flyingfishsailors.com. We'd like to welcome Nicholas Walton as our newest patron. If you take a look over at our own Facebook page, that is facebook.com/renfestmusic, we're still keeping track of events for groups that are coming up. As we find out that they're still happening, we're keeping them going. We're currently still showing Pictus performing at the Iowan Renaissance Festival, May 23rd through May 31st, and at the Kentucky Renaissance Festival, June 6th through June 12th. The Whiskey Brothers performing Whiskey Sundays, June 7th and June 14th, at Ballydoyle and Downers Grove. Keep checking back at our Facebook page, and we'll keep the events posted as we find out about them. Next up is Robin Hood and Marian, when she was 8 and he was 10. Performed by Fair to Midland from their album, Fair to Midland, Just Kidding. Gil Fair and Mab Midland perform as the musical duo Fair to Midland. They're a pair of lively, world-traveled minstrels who accompany themselves with classical guitar, Irish whistle, and mandolin. They bring a mix of traditional and original music, keep folks happy, and occasionally bring a tear to your eye. You can find out more about them at www.fairtomidland.com. That is fair with an E.
Ye We've heard the story of Robin Hood. He helped the poor and fought for good, but his childhood is less understood. So of the boy I'll sing. Oft when finished with his school and chores, he'd run to the forest with his bow and sword, pretending he was a mighty lord and champion for the king.
And champion for the king.
He chanced upon Maid Marian. She was 8 and he was 10. She looked at him and said with a grin,
"You'll not take my dare. You brag you're good with the bow, but you can't shoot like I can throw. You aim too high and you shoot too low. Bet you can't hit the tree right there. Bet you can't hit the tree right there."
Robin frowned and he grew mad. How dare this girl say his aim was bad? So he pulled the bow harder than he ever had, and his arrow shot through the air. The arrow flew by with a whistling rush, past the tree and through the brush. Marian left and Robin blushed and pretended not to care.
And pretended not to care.
You've heard of the Sheriff of Nottingham. Well, the Sheriff's father was the Sheriff back then. He was in the forest with his men for scoundrels to ensnare. He heard the twang of Robin's bow and a gasp from the brush and a cry, "Oh no!" as the arrow arced beautifully so into his derriere. The sheriff was a pretty tough guy. He pulled out that arrow and didn't even cry, and sent his men into the brush to try to catch whoever was there. Robin knew wrong from right, so he stepped from the brush and called with might, "I'm sorry my arrow ended its flight in your derriere,
in your derriere."
The sheriff scowled, who's less than pleased. "Why, this young rascal barely comes to me knees. I'll stretch him on the rack till he's taller than me. His parents won't want him back." Robin feared but made his stand. "I'll show them just how brave I am." So he shouldered his bow, took a sword in hand, and braced for the attack. Marian stepped from the brush where she did hide.
"Leave Robin alone!"
she fiercely cried, and threw a stone with a leaping stride and an angry shout. The stone flew swift and straight and true. I'd bet you duck if it came at you, and hit the very spot, both sore and bruised, where the arrow had been plucked out. The sheriff cried from his injury. He could scarce believe what he did see. How could a man as strong as he be bested by a lass and lad? He said, "You two have hurt my pride. If word got out, I'd have to hide, for everyone would laugh wherever I'd ride. This truly makes me sad.
This truly makes me sad.
The sheriff did begin to cry. Marian stepped up to wipe his eye.
"What happened this day we'll both deny, if you'll only let us go."
The sheriff smiled and did agree, and told his men to let them be. And to their homes they both did flee, and never told a soul. Many years have passed, the legend grew of Marian, Robin, and their merry crew. And to their promise they were always true, but once in every while, when the new sheriff chased them through the glen with curses, shouts, and armored men, they look at each other and think back when, and share a secret smile, and share a secret smile. There's a lesson to be told, is that anyone, whether young or old, can choose to be true and bold. It's never too late to start. Whether 8 or 10 or 93, be the best that you can be. Even if no one's there to see, you'll know it in your heart. For everyone misses now and then. Will you pick up your arrow and try again? Will you help someone? Will you be a good friend? Be bold and brave and true.
Remember Robin and Marian, when she was 8 and he was 10. It's the same today as it was back then. It's always up to you. It's always up to you. It's always up to you.
And you, and you, and you.
And you.
Yes, especially you over there.
And that guy over behind the tree. You too.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpityada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com for full details and to reserve. song was Dark Eyes, performed by Thomas the Accordionist. That's from his new CD, Beyond the Hills, which is his first CD. Thomas performs a wild repertoire of songs and music ranging from early music to video game scores to jaunty ballads. Beyond the Hills is his first CD. It features both original and traditional music. He is joined by the Lady Victoria, Victoria Van Arnhem, on several of the tracks, along with another friend, Larry Chaplin, from the Magic Tramps and the Lou Vega Band. It was a fun challenge to record this album. He had to pretty much learn how to record, mix, and reproduce an album from start to scratch. Jerry Barry of Tin Shack Studios helped master the tracks, and besides some perspective from Victoria on how to handle things, he was pretty much on his own producing the album. He feels it's got a good range of pieces and songs, and overall he's happy with how it turned out. He'd like to find out what his fans think. Dark Eyes, he says, is one of his favorite songs to play. It resonates with a lot of people as it's played as a traditional piece. It's taken on many forms over the years. It originates from Russia, but people also hear it a lot as part of gypsy jazz. This next song is the Levin Polka / Korobyanaki, and I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. He says this is probably the second most important track on the album. It's the one most played on Spotify for him by a wide margin. It exemplifies the interesting and rare pairing of accordion and dulcimers, which was one of the goals of his album. He says it was interesting playing with the dynamics of both instruments. They're usually mid-ranged, which in theory could present some challenges, but he and Victoria figured out how to make both instruments work together. So here it is, the Levin Polka. Thank you.
Hello, this is Charles, your groom porter at McGregor Historic Games, your source for board, dice, and card games from the past. Our games make great props for use in front of the public at historic-themed events, are great for just family fun. Wholesale pricing available. See our website at historicgames.com.
The Renaissance Catastrophic Emergency Assistance Foundation is a new nonprofit organization dedicated to providing financial assistance to members of the Renaissance Festival family in need. In these unprecedented times, more of our community has found itself in desperate situations than ever before, and our goal at RCF is to help all of them. Please go to facebook.com/rcf.org to learn how you can volunteer, receive assistance, or donate. That's facebook.com/rcf.org.
That last song was King of Fairies, Rights of Man, performed by Fiddler's Tales from the album Waddles from the Sea. Fiddler's Tales used to perform under the name Nightfire. We used to have quite a bit of her music on the show. Now that we found her under her new performance name, we'll be featuring her again from time to time. Looking a little further out on the calendar, Bounding Maine is still scheduled to perform at the Bristol Renaissance Fair, July 25th, 26th. Maroon was scheduled to perform at Gen Con, July 20th through August 2nd. As far as we know, Gen Con is still happening. And Pictus is performing at the World of Fairies Festival, August 1st through August 2nd. Once again, I'll say, keep your eyes on our page, make sure those events are still happening, and catch them if you can. Up next is a fairy's love song performed by Oakley the Fairy from the album First Sapling. Oakley the Fairy comes from the Forest of Mists. The full name is Oakley Laurelnook Nestlebird Blossom, a woodland fairy from the Forest of Mists. Her mother is Violet the Fairy Godmother. Her father is Ezrach the Dragon Wizard. Her favorite things to do are play in the forest, find lost things, especially shiny things, and to spy on humans playing in nature. She's come to the human world when she found that humans didn't believe in fairy magic anymore. She's set out to change that. She's helped the humans find where to find the fairies and all the tween places that she could think of. But she's found a special place in modern times, in the Renaissance fairs, and now she teaches the wee ones of the modern world about fairy magic and preserving nature. Find out more about Oakley the Fairy at facebook.com/OakleyTheFairy.
Very special thanks to the friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Voipio, and Stephen Conroy. Also, thank you to our honorary minions, Casey Herndon, Randall Kimbrough, and Jesse Linder. You can find Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jessielinder.bard. If you would like to help support our show, please consider becoming a patron of the show over at our Patreon page. There's a link to that in the show notes. Also, if you want to make a one-time donation, you can go to paypal.me/renfestpodcast, or just tell your friends about the podcast and why you like it. We're also looking for volunteers if you'd like to help out. Send us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Our entire podcast is a labor of love. We are all volunteers here, and we could not make this happen without our current patrons who are helping us to finance things like the website and storage for all the music. So thank you so much for all of your help. All that money goes directly back into the show and helps us to bring more music to you. And now on to the actual show.
Fairies come, fairies go, fairies know what fairies know. Flying high, flying low, in the fairy glen. In the fairy glen. In the dying light of day, they are all around. Laughter like a tinkling bell, tiptoeing by without a sound. fairies come, fairies go, fairies know what fairies know. Flying high, flying low, in the fairy glen, in the fairy glen. Dancing in the meadow or along the garden path, if you listen carefully, you may hear a fairy laugh. And fairies come, and fairies go, fairies know what fairies know. Flying high, flying low, in the fairy glen, in the fairy glen. Fairies know, flying high and flying low, in the fairy glen, in the fairy glen. Having tea with a bumblebee or riding a dragonfly, petals of a rose, you can see them if you try. Fairies come, fairies go, fairies know what fairies know. Flying high and flying low, in the fairy glen, in the fairy glen. Fairies know what fairies know. Flying high, flying low, into the fairy glen, in the fairy glen.
That was The Fairy Glen by Sandra Parker from her album Call of the Fairy. This is Greg from The Runless. First, an update from last episode. Avalon Fair in Kilgore, Texas has canceled their season. COVID continues to force fairs to close or reschedule. Here are some of the latest fairs that have canceled for 2020. The New York Capital District Renaissance Fair in Altamont. The New Jersey Renaissance Fair in Bordentown. The Midsummer Fantasy Renaissance Fair in Ansonia, Connecticut. The Robin in the Hood Medieval Festival in Elmira, Ontario. The Wren Cruise, departing from Port Canaveral, Florida, has canceled the November cruise. Some fairs have also postponed to the fall. The White Hart Renaissance Fair in Hartville, Missouri. The Iowa Renaissance Festival in Amana. There are still a number of fairs that are slated to open in a few weeks' time, so if you're planning to go, check their website or social media pages to make sure that they're still open. Listings on the Wren List will be kept up to date to the best of our ability. The next song is Mr. Fox's Garden by Queen Anne's Lace from their album Unleashed.
Outside Mr. Fox's garden, three maids playing with a golden ball. Jenny threw it up and Susan caught it. Mary bounced it over the wall. The wall is high. Mr. Fox has a little red eye. In she ran to get it back again. The garden gate stood open wide. Suddenly it was shut and bolted, and Mr. Fox was just inside. The wall is high, his smile is cruel, and his eyes are sly. He said, I'll keep your ball, Miss Mary, I shall have it, and here you'll stay. You will keep my house and be my servant, and never go out for a year and a day. The wall is high, never a soul comes near
or by. Spring and summer passed like shadows. She watched the green leaves fade and fall. Mary walked alone in the empty garden, and Mr. Fox said nothing at all. The wall is high, the long grass shivers and the tall trees sigh. Three strange things he did forbid her. Never you touch my iron box. Never go near the 13th bedroom, nor near the bed, said Mr. Fox. The wall is high, don't you dare to ask me why. One day Mr. Fox went walking in an iron box. She found a key, it fitted a door she had never unfastened. And when it opened, what did she see? The wall is high, the door said stop, and the key said fly. In Mr. Fox's 13th bedroom, a naked sword hung on the wall. In a silver bowl on the bed's black counterpane, Mary saw her golden ball. The wall is high, the bed said come, and the sword said die. And she ran to get it back again, to snatch it off that great black bed. Out came Mr. Fox and leapt at her. His teeth flashed white and his eyes burned red. The wall is high.
Well, greetings everybody. Daniel O'Ryan from The Crack Show here. I remember, we've got the brand new live double album just out on St. Paddy's Day, and I hope you'll be having a grand time with it. You can get it at thecrackshow.com. Aye, and I hope you're drinking plenty of Irish whiskey to kill any of those little germs that be wanting to get into your body. All right, slancha.
This is the song about Pete the Polymorpher. Lived with his wife and their five little daughters. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Each of the girls was born a year apart, on the very same day, September 24th. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. On the day the girls turned 5 through 10, this was the birthday Pete had forgotten. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. I'm so sorry, girl, said Pete, apologizing. Tell me what you want, I'll get you anything. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. I want a unicorn, the oldest said. Pete the Polymorpher wished he was dead. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete's wife said, Pete, now you've gone and done it. If you don't find a unicorn, she'll throw the biggest fit. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete looked around and was suddenly inspired. Saw the family dog asleeping by the fire. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete polymorphed the dog into a unicorn, white as snow with a shiny golden horn. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. The next daughter said, I want a fairy princess. Don't worry, sweetheart, I'll do my best. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the unicorn into a fairy. Little wings flapped and she ate all their berries. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. The next daughter said, it's my turn now. I want a giant, I don't care how. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the fairy into a giant, broke through the roof and he had no pants. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy, and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. The next daughter said, I really want a dragon to pull me around in my little wooden wagon. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the giant into a dragon, belched and he burped and he burned down her wagon. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete asked the youngest what could be her gift. She said, I really, 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 really want a hippogriff. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the dragon into a hippogriff. Now each daughter had gotten a gift. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete's wife said, this is getting out of hand. Bring back our dog or the song will never end. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the hippogriff to the dog once more. Oops, oh no, cried Pete the polymorpher. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete's wife was aghast and agog. What have you done to the family dog? Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. The dog had wings and scales and a horn. It was a giant fairy dragogriffagorn. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. The dog didn't mind, the girls were delighted. The birthday was saved and all that's wrong was righted. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. So if you've a daughter, her birthday don't forget. She'll want a fairy dragogriffacorn pet. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song.
You just heard Pete the Polymorpher performed by Dan the Bard from the album Manticores and Owlbears. Dan says to us, what can I say? I'm a bard. Most of his performances are at sci-fi and fantasy conventions like Gen Con, Gary Con, Windy Con, and others. He's the music director of Bristol Renaissance Fair and performs there all summer. He also does birthdays and weddings. And, you know, just because you need to pay the bills, he's also a school band director. You can find out more about him at www.danthebard.com. Now, this song may have been the kids' show, and we keep things especially clean for that one. If you'd like something a little spicier, go on over to renbawdy.com and check out the Renaissance Festival Music Bawdy podcast. Just a reminder, we are still accepting 30-second ads to be run on the podcast for merchants and performers, particularly those who are being affected by the COVID situation. You can send those in to renfestpodcast@gmail.com. This last song isn't one that's usually considered a kid's song, but it's become one in my family. It was just about a year at the Mayfair on the Green that I had my then one-year-old, who needed to take a nap, right in the middle of the fair. I found a spot behind the merchants' tents where we were working that was a little bit quieter, and he's always had a selection of songs that we used to put him to sleep. But in keeping with the day, I decided to try a new one. New one for him, and that was the Wild Rover. And sure enough, it worked. So that's become part of his list of lullaby songs since then. So we're going to end this show today with Wild Rover, performed by Gallimore the Bard from the album Drive-By Barding. You can find out more about Gallimore at www.stevemcdonald.org. I'd like to thank you for listening. Thank you for your support of the podcast. We'll talk to you soon.
I've been a wild rover for many's a year, and I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold and great store. I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. I went to an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a customer as you I could have any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. I pulled from me pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I've got whiskey and wine, that's the best, and follow upstairs and I'll show you the rest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. I'll go back to me parents, I'll confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And as they caress me as oft times before, I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.